I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
This is Jason in the House.
Well, welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. I really appreciate you joining me. We got a lot of fun stuff, good stuff that'll affect you, your family. We're going to talk to Erica Donalds. We're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about education and our kids and things like that. But first, the news, personal news a little bit. For those of you that purchased or downloaded my new book, They're Coming for You, How Deep State Spies, NGOs, and Woke Corporations Plan to Push You Out of the Economy, it ended up on the New York Times bestseller list. What an honor. I'm thrilled. I'm glad so many people across the country bought it. It's also available on audio. I recorded the audio. So They're Coming for You, wherever you buy books or Audible or whatever. Yeah, it's on the New York Times bestseller list. And look, I think it's tapping into something that people really want to know. I think they know that we're being listened to, right? You can't just have a conversation about whatever, and then next thing you know, you go on your computer or Instagram or Facebook or something, and then voila, every ad is about that very thing you talked about. Whether it be a specific restaurant or anything else, it's much deeper than that. You know, it's kind of funny because it's not funny, it's a little bit scary. I've been saying on TV when I've been talking about the book, I've been saying, this is, you know, you need a summer read. This is scarier than Jaws because what it's doing to you all the time without your knowing about it. And there are nefarious people that want to push you out of the economy, that want to manipulate you. And not just your buying habits. This is not just marketing gone awry. This is much more nefarious than that. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's interesting. You have a government that knows, like, everything about you. And we're supposed to be the private citizens, right? We're private. Yet you look at the public sector, our government, we're supposed to know everything about them, but we know they're so opaque, we don't really know anything about them. That's why I wrote this book. It's got 450 footnotes along with it, detailing, documenting that what we're saying, what we're writing is sourced and sourced well. Everything about how they're doing this in the healthcare system and with doctors and a thing called Vote ER, how they're affecting elections, how they're going after the meat and ag sector, how if you are one of those groups out there that they don't approve of, that they don't like, they're going to come after you. If you think that the kind of deep state woke left is just going to allow MAGA conservatives to just roll right over them, you may not even consider yourself quote-unquote MAGA, but they're going to profile you, and they're going to make conclusions about you, and they're going to use data surveillance on you like you've never seen before. So this vicious circle works like this. The government has all this information about you, right? They got your driver's license information. Think about all that, right? Name, height, weight, address, color of eyes, do you wear glasses, you know, when you drive, hair color, you know, all that kind of stuff. But then what kind of public assistance might you get? What your tax returns might look like? I'm not saying they're sharing tax information, but they could. And I worry about what they're doing that way. Much of it they are. Like, for instance, in the state of Florida, they used to collect all this information on your driver's license, and then they would sell it to a data broker. We had limits on government surveillance under the Fourth Amendment. But they have determined, I say they, the government, conveniently, that if they buy the data, it's not an invasion of privacy. But if you were, they were to collect it or knock on your door or do a search and a seizure to go find it, oh, that would be a step too far. But if a data broker can come in and gather that information. So, for instance, I can take your mobile phone or I can take where you are and where you live and I can create a geofence, go to a data broker who brokers this information, and they will tell me every telephone number that's come within 100 feet of that particular spot. Name the time frame. Over the last 100 days? Yeah, I could do that. Did you know that? It's kind of scary. So when you look in the news and you say, oh, ICE officers, why are they putting on their masks? And why are the Democrats fighting so hard for the ICE officers to take off their masks? Because they want to do facial recognition. Once they can capture your face, then they can figure out your name. Once they figure out your name, then they can tell everything about you. Can tell you spouse, kids, whatever. And these people are serious. I mean, think about it. Think about what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats, literally, you had Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House, saying this is a really important piece of legislation because we want to see all these people's face. They keep using the word Gestapo, like they're tied to the Nazis or something. They're going after the criminal, illegal immigrant population, for goodness sake, taking rapists and people with manslaughter charges off the street. That's the Gestapo. But what are they really trying to do? They're trying to dox and find these people and scare them and their families to get them out of the business of being a law enforcement officer. But they're doing it to you, regular person who just wants to be left alone. And they're doing it in nefarious ways. The bank and credit union, for instance, has to take an assessment of, quote unquote, reputational risk. And that is if you are risky in their definition, then they're going to try not to do business with you to balance out their portfolio. Risky, in their estimation, would be somebody who's purchased a gun. Maybe you bought a MAGA hat. You look through the list of places that you shop or things that you do, they consider that, quote-unquote, risky. They debanked, that is, took away the banking privileges of Melania Trump and Barron Trump. That's how bad. You know, if they can go after the wife and son of a president of the United States, you would think that would be an honor to have the bank or the credit union to have business with a president of the United States and their immediate family. Oh, no. Reputational risk. They got debanked. And it works its way down. I mentioned the meat and poultry industry. There are those with the green agenda that think that if you're in the cattle business, no, we want you to get out of that. That's methane. That's global warming. That's climate change. That's whatever, you know, they want to mention for the day, whatever the buzzword is for the day. Ask a cattleman how hard it is to get some banking relationships or get a loan. It's because they're in the wrong industry. And that's the nefarious part of it. That's why I say they're coming for you. We didn't even get into healthcare and elections, but this is not a segment on just the book. I'm just thrilled that it's a New York Times bestseller. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't had a chance to check it out, I'm in the book selling business too. So I would love for you to check it out, but I think it'll scare you, but it'll illuminate the problem and you'll be better, smarter to understand. Because when you couple that on top of artificial intelligence, deep fakes, whoo, the world gets pretty scary. So look out for that. Other thing I want to highlight in the news is now that the FBI, or the Department of Justice, better said, is starting an investigation to look at what John Brenner and James Comey were doing in this whole Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. I think that's a really good development. And you can just roll the tape on some of this, and you can see that there's testimony out there that is just outright not true. But, you know, they get their day in court. They get, these are allegations. They're not conclusions, but it certainly looks like it. And that's why the Department of Justice now finally is starting to look at it. And the other thing that you're going to look at are warrants. What kind of warrants were signed? You know, we talk about FISA applications, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. the FISA applications that were signed? Who signed those? Why did they sign those? What was it predicated on? Did they lie or mislead the court? Did the federal judge that made a ruling as to whether or not the FISA application was going to be granted or not, did they do that based on material that they should have or did know was materially false? Open question. But I'm glad they're looking at it. And that is big news and will continue to be big news. And the last thing I'll mention is James Comer will continue to go after the auto pen. Who is really running that White House? I thought it was fascinating that the doctor finally came in. Remember, they were going to talk to Joe Biden's doctor, had scheduled a time, and then the day before said, no, I'm not coming. Well, having been the chairman of the Oversight Committee, these things are not optional. This is not like a, do you want to come in? No, it's not like that. When you are asked to come in, you're essentially being told to come in. That's the way our government works, and it should. You can plead the fifth, which is what he did. But it was interesting because if the doctor was going to say, hey, that's a violation of the HIPAA laws, that's personal information on the medical condition I can't talk about. But that's not what James Comer asked. And he was very smart in how he did this. He was asked questions that did not directly reveal, was the president taking this medication? Did the president have this condition? What was his blood pressure? No, it wasn't that. These were other questions that were rightly asked, and the doctor pled the fifth. And these were questions about, was there some sort of conspiracy? Now, I think that there is, I'm guessing, totally don't know, have not talked to James Comer about, I've talked to him several times about this topic, truth be told, but I have not talked to him about this, and that is the potential granting of immunity to the doctor, so he's free to talk top to bottom, never to be prosecuted. Now, my guess is his attorney wants to do that. I don't know if James Comer is going to allow him or ask him or suggest that they do that. But it is one of the open questions and avenues, and I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't pop up at any moment. And we'll see. These things take time to play out. It's not going to be done by next week, I can tell you that. But based on the testimony of Neera Tanden, who is the staff secretary to the president, let me give you an idea. Will Scharf, I believe, is the staff secretary to President Trump. Sees the president daily basis, multiple times a day. Neera Tanden testified that she only saw the president in some spans once every 4 to 6 weeks. That's unbelievable for somebody who works in the West Wing, who has to get the president's signature affixed to documents on a whole array of subjects. That's the role of the staff secretary, is to be the traffic cop, if you will, the comings and goings and signatures of a president, that the auto pen was used so frequently. Last stat, and then we'll move on. Something like 75% of the signatures of the president of the United States that were used via auto pen happened while Joe Biden was in the White House. Why do you need an auto pen if the guy is in the White House? That makes no sense. I think that's going to be fleshed out in greater detail, and it's one of the big open-ended questions, at least for me. And I can tell you, I've done this a lot in the past, and this is one of the flashing red lights that would lead one to believe that there's a lot more information that needs to be garnered here.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialists was compensated for their time.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLue is here for you. With DebtLue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional fax.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As legend has it, Abner Doubleday invented a little game called baseball in Cooperstown, New York, in the year 1839. Myth or truth, no one knows for sure, but 100 years later, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum opened in Cooperstown and has done a great job of balancing the myth with the historical record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball, open. May it forever stand as a symbol of clean play and good sportsmanship.
The first class in 1939 included Cy Young of the Red Sox, Phillies legend Connie Mack, Honus Wagner of the Pirates, and the Yankees Babe Ruth.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Losing your job is difficult, but there are things you can do to alleviate some of the stress and anxiety, especially when it comes to your finances. If you do have a budget, review which expenses you can temporarily cut to save money. It's important to adjust your spending and try to be more mindful about your purchases. And if you can, treat every dollar with more attention than you have in the past. And try to apply for unemployment benefits as soon as possible, which can greatly help you deal with financial worries tied to a layoff. And try to remind yourself that this is a temporary pause, but at the same time, avoid overusing your credit card while you're searching for a new job. And look for community resources, whether that means finding a food bank or applying for a temporary hardship program. Lots of communities offer them when it comes to necessary bills like electricity or water. USA.gov offers a benefit finder where you can locate available programs and how to apply. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Aaron Taylor Johnson, Jodie Comer, and Alfie Williams of 28 Years Later, which follows up 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later. Comer shared how she feels these films stand out in the horror genre.
There is a fierce intellect that Danny and Alex have that they bring to this genre and to the choices that they make.
Taylor Johnson discussed diving into backstory.
We had the rest of the community, other actors in this sort of workshop period, kind of discussing about how we would have, the roles we would have taken in the community and how we all ended up there.
It was quite a feature film debut for Williams.
I've never done anything as big as this, and I mean, every day it was a new surprise.
They also spoke about creative ways the movie was filmed, including with iPhones.
It definitely created a different atmosphere in a way. You never knew when it was going to just sort of capture these happy accidents.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
Let's bring in Erica Donalds. She is the America First Policy Institute Chair of Education Opportunity. Woo! That's the title. America First Policy Institute Chair of Education Opportunity. She also happens to be the wife of Representative Byron Donalds from the great state of Florida. Let's bring in Erica Donalds. Erica, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know what? Look, I have had the opportunity to guest host some TV shows at Fox, and you are always so on your game because you know your stuff, and I love that. And you've got this article that's been out, but I just want to talk about everything education. That seems to be your wheelhouse. First of all, let's talk about why you care so much about this. I mean, you're passionate. Now you're throwing your talent, your skills behind it as well. Where does that come from? Why do you do that?
Well, it started because as a mom, I discovered I needed school choice and I didn't have it. You know, I have three boys. One of them went to a traditional public school, an A-rated school, did great. But the second one, it was an absolute disaster. And the guidance counselor, the assistant principal, they all told me that he needed to be medicated. I did not agree with that. And I pulled him out of the public school, found a small classical Christian school for him. And he went from being miserable every single day, hating school, to absolutely loving school, loving to learn. He has completely thrived, never been on medication. He's getting ready to go off to college and play college basketball.
Wow. Well, good for him. Good for him. I know you live in Florida because, well, you know, your husband's congressman in Florida, so I'm assuming that's all in Florida. Good for him. That's great. Let's talk a little bit about, because it showed up in this FoxNews.com article. You know, we've had a lot of discussion. I want to talk more about school choice, but I really want to talk about this whole crazy notion and idea of having men, boys in some cases, participate in women's sports. Like, it continues to be a thing. And it's crossing over into all these other sports. It started, you know, showed up on my radar with swimming, but what in the world's going on here?
Listen, it's infuriating to watch this happen across the board as a former athlete myself and knowing how important it is for young women to build their confidence, to have that camaraderie athleticism brings. And we see now that the Department of Justice is having to bring charges and sue California for doubling down on this unfair practice. And when I say unfair, I mean unfair as Gavin Newsom himself.
He did say this. He was being interviewed by Charlie Kirk on this podcast, you know, trying to go out and talk to conservatives. Charlie's pretty savvy. It's hard to get anything past Charlie Kirk, right? And so he says, you know, and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, admitted, he said, I can see the unfairness. That's what he said.
And yet when the Department of Education gave them a very clear path to get into compliance with Title IX, and let's remember, Title IX is not President Trump's mandate. This
right,
is a
right.
long-standing federal law that protects the civil rights of young women for equality of opportunity. California said, we're not going to comply. We're not going to follow the federal law that has been passed by Congress and signed into law by the president decades ago. And therefore, they are going to face accountability from the DOJ up to over $50 billion in funding that comes from the federal government to benefit California's education system.
Well, this is going to play itself out in the courts, but in the court of public opinion, I mean, this is like a 90-10 issue. I mean, this is not one of those, hey, you know, boy, I really got a good argument on both sides of this equation. It's just, I think America's just fed up with the lack of common sense and just decency. It's like, look, if you want to participate, there is an avenue for you to participate, but there's an avenue for women to participate. You can't just go change lanes. The other thing that's always been interesting about this topic for me is they don't allow doping. They don't allow drugs. They don't allow you. They do drug testing to make sure you're, you know, but now, hey, if you've got, you know, XY chromosomes, XX chromosomes, oh, that's not a factor. It's just one come all. And it's just unbelievable to me. It's just fundamentally unfair. And if you're going to follow the science would tell you there is a difference between men and women. You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be back with more of my conversation with Erica Donalds right after this.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Jason in the House.
So you play basketball. Was that your sport of choice growing up?
Actually, I was a dancer until I got to high school, and somehow I did not make the dance team, and I was so devastated. It was the worst day of my life. My mom was on the dance team at my same high school. I'd always wanted to be on that dance team, and I didn't make it. But then I tried out for basketball just on a whim, never played before ever, and I made the team, and I loved it. It was my favorite thing about high school. It was so important for me as a child who came from a broken home, who had a difficult home life, to have something to hold on to that really helped me to get through high school and be able to go to college and achieve the American dream myself. I really credit being able to participate in athletics, and that's why I'm so passionate about this issue.
So tell us about growing up a little bit. You say, you know, broken household, but where? Where were you growing up?
Oh, I grew up in Tampa, Florida. I am a sixth generation Floridian, so really deep roots here in the state of Florida. And my parents got divorced when I was 11. So after that, I didn't have a whole lot of attention. My mom was working multiple jobs, and therefore my brother and I really had to raise ourselves after that. I almost failed out of high school, but I wasn't eligible for basketball one of the semesters, and that's what got me off my butt and back on track academically. I talked my way into Florida State University, which is where I met my husband, and we got married right after college.
So I want to talk about that for a second, but let's go back here. So when you were young, brothers, sisters?
I have one younger brother, 3 years younger than me.
And you were doing dance. How big was this school that you ended up going to, this college? I mean, this high school.
So my high school was pretty big, Chamberlain High School in Tampa. It's been around a long time. I think I graduated like 650 people in my senior class. It was not a small school.
That's pretty big. Yeah, no,
that's pretty. In fact, it was overcrowded at the time, as what were many, you know, mismanaged school system as it was and probably still is Hillsborough schools in the Tampa area. But yeah, it was not a high performing school. I did not get a great K-12 education. Thankfully, God blessed me with intelligence and the ability to take tests. And so I did make it through, and I really put myself through college and determined with my accounting degree and later a master's in accounting to really, you know, focus on my studies and excel in those areas.
Well, good for you. You know, you know, my parents got divorced when I was in my early teens, and it's tough. You know, it's you don't understand it. You're kind of just kind of fully waking up to the world and these realities. And you know, I was very fortunate that both of my parents, you know, kept expressing love and care for me. You know, we went through a lot of other challenges, which I've talked about too much in the past. But, you know, it's tough for a young person to understand it, and yet it happens frequently, and it needs to be, you know, you can go, it'll either eat you up and chew you and spit you out, or you kind of embrace it and you, you know, somehow, some way make it through. Was there a teacher or a coach or something that kind of inspired you along the way?
You know, actually, the guidance counselor who also taught the career course in my high school is the one who encouraged me to apply for college, to go to college, and said, you know, you can still go to college despite the mistakes that you've made in high school. And he did encourage me to apply for college. And I actually didn't get into Florida State at first. I went to Tallahassee when my mom went to a conference there, took my transcripts into the admissions office. This is in April before I was supposed to go away to college in August, and talked my way in. They gave it,
really?
Gave me a chance for my power of persuasion, which I'm still using today.
I've talked to you enough to know that that power of persuasion it's very powerful. So, yeah, keep it up. That's good. So then you met your husband. Well, a lot of people have seen your husband because he's one of the most vocal, articulate members of the House of Representatives, and he's got a good conservative viewpoint. Tell us about how you and Byron Donalds met.
Well, we met through mutual friends. He attended a party that I was not invited to, and I went to pick up a friend from that apartment the next morning, and Byron was still there from the night before, sleeping on the couch. He needed a ride home, and our friend asked if I would take him home, and I did, on my way to church. So I picked up my friend to go to church and took home Byron from sleeping over at that house.
I guess you did. I guess you did take him home. My goodness. That's okay. That's not the typical way that you meet somebody. That's a blind date in a different form. But okay. So you, the three of you left, but you ended up marrying the guy. Like, was he really in that good of shape the next morning that you thought, hey, this guy's pretty cute, you know?
We were typical college students. I actually didn't see him for a while after that first encounter, and then we ran into each other at the student union. And
that's always the magic, though. That's always the magic. If he had moved too fast, it probably wouldn't have worked. If you had moved really fast, it probably would have worked. But if you don't play it a little bit slow... He's a pretty smooth guy, I guess. What was it that you first saw and liked about him? Sorry, not to play the newlywed game here, but kind of.
Oh, well, Byron, as you know, is from Brooklyn, and he had that New York Brooklyn charm at the time that I was very
attracted
to.
Wait a sec. Brooklyn charm? Those aren't two words that normally fit together. Brooklyn and charm? South Carolina charm? Florida charm? Yes, I can hear it. Virginia is for lovers? The Bronx? No. Where did you come up with that, man? He must be the salesman to come up with that one.
I think he was. Baggy jeans and Timberland boots. He had that swagger that he still has in many ways. But, yes, I did give him my phone number. But we really got to know each other, fun fact, in a business fraternity, basically a business club called Delta Sigma Pi that we were both members of. And we were both very involved in this business fraternity, which was incredibly helpful to get us prepared for success after college. And that's how we really got to know each other as friends first and then started dating.
Well, good things happen that way. I'm happy for you guys. And, you know, you got this beautiful family and, very, very cool. We did a podcast for those of you who want to listen to another podcast of ours. We did one with Byron Donalds. We kind of talked about his upbringing and his life and getting into the financial markets and then making the move to Congress. So, all right, but let's go back to you because you got this really big, long business card here, right? America First Policy Institute Chair for Education of Education Opportunity. Tell me, what is, like, right on the top of your plate, what are you working on? You know, we wake up in the morning and say, all right, I got to get after it. Here's where I'm spending my time and energy. Tell me what you're doing.
My number one goal is to ensure that every family in the United States has multiple high quality options to send their children to school, to customize their students' education as they see fit. And they are not trapped in a monopolistic government run a substandard education system that we currently have across this country. I served on the school board here in my local community. I saw from the inside how broken our education system is. Even those that they call A schools are not A schools. We know that only a third of our students in America are reading and doing mathematics proficiently. And it's really going to be the downfall of our country if we don't bring free market principles into the education space and increase quality and access for every single family.
So how do you do that? Like, you know, the left or the UEA has all these arguments. Like, invest in our own schools. Don't invest in this other stuff. And you're taking money away from schools and it's harming us. How do you, you know, so much of this comes down to the individual teacher, right? And the atmosphere and the quality of the education and the program, the principal. I mean, there are all these different factors, right? So you have somebody who's not happy with the lack of progress with their child. What should happen? Do you like vouchers? I mean, how does school choice manifest itself? So a parent who's got, you know, somebody in fourth grade and they're struggling and you got to make a change or you're just going to keep getting the same result. How do you fix that problem?
But the future of education is modular. Everything else in our lives is customizable. Every one of us is able to piece together, you know, our daily routine, whether it's your gym, your where you eat, where you work. And the gig economy has really brought that to bear. And in education, it looks exactly how it looked 100 years ago. So when it comes to funding, I love education scholarship accounts or ESAs. Those are what we are expanding across the country where parents have a pot of money, $8,000-$9,000, and they get to decide how to distribute those funds, whether that means full-time tuition at a private school in person, online courses, some combination of the two, homeschool materials, a private tutor, whatever special services they might require for their child's special needs, but that they don't have to pick one way of their child learning every subject, regardless of where their strengths and weaknesses are. That's not going to be the education of the future. Free market principles are going to bring in innovations that we have not even imagined yet. And education scholarship accounts with parents as consumers are the ones that are going to drive those innovations going forward.
Yeah, these savings accounts, I think, you know, much like we do with healthcare. By the way, I've never understood with the healthcare savings accounts, the HSAs, why they limit it. I think it's limited to $7,500, something like that. It should be a much bigger limit if you want to set aside money for your healthcare. Anyway, with pre-tax dollars. I assume that the concept is doing the exact same thing, but with education, with the state putting in the money that they normally would have just given to a school, correct?
That's absolutely right. And it's a great parallel for people to understand what the vision is long term. The HSA, which some people are familiar with, you have your account and that grows as the funding comes in each year or you fund it. And then you have a card and there are allowable expenses, certain products you're allowed to buy, services you're allowed to buy with that card. And I envision education scholarship accounts eventually moving into that same level of technology and seamlessness. Unfortunately, we're not there yet in implementation of these laws, which are relatively new, but that is where we're going. And with the new federal tax credit that was just passed in the One Big Beautiful Law now, we are going to have an unlimited, uncapped amount of donations from individuals across the country, dollar for dollar tax credit given to those individuals to scholarship funding organizations. Those scholarship funding organizations are going to package those dollars together and distribute them to families who need education freedom for tuition, for curriculum, for online courses, for homeschool materials, and many more allowed expenses. It's going to be an absolute game changer for school choice.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Strangers from Georgia who raised money to help a young graduate working the night shift makes today's Dean's List. Maria Mendoza stopped by a Burger King after seeing her own child graduate. Saw a young man named Mikhail still dressed in his graduating gown, working. She snapped a video and shared it on social media. She then launched a GoFundMe after she found out the man was trying to go to college. Maria wrote, "While many graduates spend the night celebrating with friends and family, one young man quietly showed the world what determination looks like. He didn't do it for attention. He doesn't even know his story went viral. But thousands of people were moved by his dedication, humanity, and work ethic. She then surprised Mikhail a few weeks later with how much money people were donating, which went up to close to $200,000. The support and donations came from around the world with messages to encourage him to pursue his dreams. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with director Gerard Johnstone of Megan 2.0. In the sequel, Megan takes on a rogue AI named Amelia, and the story once again taps into a timely conversation.
It was a big and bonkers reaction to the first movie, so it felt like it deserved a big and bonkers sequel. I felt very confident that what we were doing, fans were going to like.
In part two, Megan takes on an AI named Amelia. Johnstone says the story taps into a timely conversation.
The idea of a robot that you could have a conversation with, like a really fun conversation with, seemed a far-out future fun concept the first time around. And then immediately ChatGPT comes out and the whole conversation just changes.
It's a cool experience to create a character who becomes part of pop culture.
I've been to Universal Studios like 10 times because I have young kids.
Yes.
So every time we go and we see a Megan doll or a Megan on a T-shirt, it's just hugely gratifying.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
Now, in my hometown of Utah, there was an audit of some of the school choice provisions, and there was a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. I got to tell you, there were people taking some of their school choice money and using it to, like, go to Costco, go to Disneyland, buy a couch. You know, you have to submit receipts, and then once they do an audit, it looks, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Seriously? You guys, how are you going to police that? Because I think using taxpayer dollars to do this, some people contribute. Like, here in Utah, so much of this is funded from property tax, even if you don't have kids. And so if you're going to pay the money to help the schools, that's great. But if you're going to add school choice, which is even better, but when you see a parent go out and say, oh, I'm going to Costco, it feels like, hey, maybe my money's going a direction I don't want it to go. I thought it was going to go to help kids in school. How do you police that? How do you create the guardrails without dictating to, I mean, you're trying to provide choice, but at the same time, not the choice to go to Disneyland on the taxpayer dollar.
Well, I agree that there needs to be accountability. There needs to be guardrails and rules. And with the right technology, we can do that. HSA is a good model that we've talked about where there are allowable barcodes, if you will, that will be used with those funds. But aside from that, doing it on an audit basis has shown to decrease waste, fraud, and abuse. If people know that they could be audited and that those funds could be clawed back, it does lessen the use of those funds. Now, I will say that when it comes to allowable expenses, one of my ideas is to take everything that has ever been purchased by a school district and put that on a list. And say, if it's on this list and if it's okay for a school district to purchase these items or these tickets or these things, then parents also should be able to use those same funds to purchase those items. Now, maybe you and I don't agree with some of those items. I know as a school board member, there were many things that we wasted money on that I did not agree with. However, it is up to the parent to ensure that their student is making progress. And as long as we have academic measures in place and accountability in place for those students that are receiving public funds, I think an audit basis and appropriate technology is going to take care of the vast majority of those issues.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think there are going to be outliers, but you can't tell me there's no waste, fraud, and abuse in the public schools and the school districts. But if you have the ability as a parent to make the changes to help your child or to be able to use that money to get a tutor because junior needs some extra help, they just flat out want them to get ahead, then, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And the argument against school choice is just doesn't make sense to me. But if you're going to give the best full-throttled, hey, this is why we need to do this, what would it be?
Every child learns differently, and we have completely failed our children in this education system, building a one-size fits all approach. We look at all of the other things that we have in our lives, all of the other innovations that America has brought to bear with our capitalistic system, and we do not enjoy those level of variety and quality and innovation and access in schools and in education because of the monopoly that we have given to the traditional public school system. A free market with capitalistic competition infused in it is going to bring about education, innovation, and quality that we have never seen in this country before. I liken it to, you know, in the 1980s when you had these brick phones that were huge and you had a bag that you had to carry around
with
the phone.
You couldn't
have fathomed the computer that we carry around in our pockets, or what's coming very soon, the glasses that you will put on that will serve as a phone and have holographic images right in front of your face. We couldn't have imagined those things when we were carrying those phones around many, many years ago. The education system today is that brick phone. We cannot imagine the future of education because we have not unleashed the free market in education in this country, but we will, and we are, and we're doing it through these education savings accounts that parents are put in the driver's seat as consumers. And I believe we are going to see an acceleration of innovation and quality that we're going to be able to celebrate very soon.
I think you're very right. So Erica Donalds, America First Policy Institute, Chair of Education Opportunities. She brings a passion to it. Thank you so much for sharing that, a little bit personal, a little bit about your life, but also about the passion that you have for education and our kids and our future. And we need good people like you thinking these things through. So we all benefit from that. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast.
What a great conversation, Jason. Thank you so much.
Erica's great, right? She knows her stuff. I love it. Again, I'm going to remind you that my book's out. And now it's a New York Times bestseller, you know, really excited about. They're coming for you. They're coming for you. I promise. It's a good read. It's a good listen. You'll love it. Hope you're able to get it. I would love it also if you kind of rate this podcast, subscribe to it. You can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Thanks for so much for joining us on the Jason in the House podcast. We'll be back again with another great interview. Thanks for listening. And go look, we got a lot of them in our library. Interviews that we've done are people that are in the news, making the news, talking about the news. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich predicts the major reforms happening under President Trump will give Republicans strong momentum heading into next year's midterm elections.
All of that, I think, by the summer of 2026 is going to lead to the Trump boom. And the choice that fall is going to be between a Marxist socialist party with weird social ideas and a Republican party committed to fixing Washington.
Gingrich, a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Montana Senator Steve Daines says the GOP should take advantage of its control of Congress to eliminate even more waste from the federal budget.
This is an incredible opportunity. We've got to keep pushing for it. There's more tax policy, indexing capital gains to be won. We go after additional cuts in mandatory spending that we can get 51 votes for.
Daines thinks the GOP should be able to pass two more reconciliation bills before next year's midterm elections. He was also a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Officials in the Texas Hill Country say the number of people missing from deadly flooding on July 4th down to three now. That number was up around 100 shortly ago. The announcement comes after people who had previously been reported missing have now been accounted for. The reduction in the number of people on the missing list comes as the search for victims enters yet another week. Let's hope that will be wrapped up pretty soon. Typhoon Wifa has toppled trees and caused major flight disruptions in Hong Kong today and at some nearby airports in China as it moved west off the country's southern coast. Airports in Hong Kong, Shenzhen, Zhuhai, and Macau canceled or delayed all daytime flights today. Some high-speed train services were also suspended. The storm moving west with landfall. Earlier, Wifa drenched Taiwan and passed over the Philippines with 90-mile-per-hour winds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says there is no longer a danger of tsunami waves on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula after five powerful earthquakes struck nearby this morning. The biggest quake had a magnitude of 7.4 on the open-ended Richter scale at a depth of about 20 miles. Smaller but still substantial quakes at the same area before and after. Russia's emergency ministry also issued a warning urging coastal residents to avoid the shore, but no casualties have been reported. D-Day veteran and social media star Papa Jake Larson, who survived Omaha Beach in 1944, has died at the age of 102. Known for sharing the World War II stories on TikTok, he gained 1.2 million followers late in his life. Tributes have poured in from across the United States and from France as well, where he was celebrated for his role in helping defeat Nazi forces. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. And now we join correspondent Mostakim Hasnaf, reporting on a trip down memory lane this weekend on one of London's vintage trains.
This train is from 1938, and yes, it still runs today. It's been fully restored and is taking passengers on special heritage journeys around London. And this year is packed with various transport milestones for the city. 25 years for Transport for London and 200 years since the first trains ran in the UK. Inside the train, it's all maquette-covered seats, art deco lighting, polished wood, and yes, back then, you could even smoke on board the train. London was the first city in the world to build an underground railway, and it opened in 1863.
Well, today is Sunday, July the 20th. It's birthday for some notable people, including musician Carlos Santana. He is 78 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Fred Bear Show.
America's got to be in the lead if you want to deal with these threats. We're going to lead.
The morning is over. The Shiva is done. And if you're a conservative, you should be optimistic.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
We have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I think the president gets criticized by people all the time for the stuff he says, by people who ignore what he does.
Now, Fred Bear's All-Star Panel.
On Monday, in a meeting with the NATO Secretary General, President Trump threatened to impose secondary sanctions on Russia, other countries as well, if they do not reach a peace deal with Ukraine within 50 days.
One of the reasons that you're here today is to hear that we are very unhappy, I am, with Russia. But we'll discuss that maybe a different day. But we're very, very unhappy with them, and we're going to be doing very severe tariffs if we don't have a deal in 50 days. Tariffs at about 100%. You'd call them secondary tariffs. You know what that means. But today we're going to talk about something else. And as you know, we've spent $350 billion approximately on this war with Russia and Ukraine. And we'd like to see it end. It wasn't my war. It was Biden's war.
In the same meeting, President Trump announced that he had reached a deal with NATO to supply Ukraine with 17 Patriot missile defense batteries, which will be supplied from American stockpiles and paid for by European allies. Before departing for Pittsburgh on Tuesday, President Trump spoke to reporters on the White House lawn.
Oh, I don't think 50 days is very long. And it could be sooner than that. I don't think 50 days is very long.
Mr. President,
you should have asked that same question to Biden. Why did he get us into this war? You should ask that question. Yeah, and what did he tell you? Why did he get us into this war? You know why he got us in? Because he's a dummy, that's why. And you don't cover it right. But you should be asking that question to Biden. Why did he get us into this war? Because he's incompetent. It would have never happened if I were president.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has lifted an injunction which blocked the Trump administration efforts to dismantle the Department of Education, allowing the White House to move forward with the firing of more than 1,400 employees who have been on paid leave since June. We'll start there with other topics as well with our panel, Democratic strategist, co-host of The Five, Jessica Tarlov, Fox senior White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich, and former White House speechwriter, senior fellow at AEI, Mark Thiessen. All right, Jackie, what's driving the day at the White House and the fallout from really a lot of news elements coming all at once?
It's kind of a kitchen sink day over here, as many are, Brett. You had the inflation report coming out, which showed the first signs that tariff policy might be making its way to consumers' wallets, especially in areas like vehicles, home furnishings, and apparel, some of the first areas you might see those tariffs take effect. You had him announce a trade deal with Indonesia, which we haven't gotten really a robust readout on, except for what the president told reporters as he was departing the White House at the same time that he was rattling off about this new announcement he made yesterday arming Ukraine and putting a 50-day deadline for Putin to reach a peace deal. And then you also had him teeing off on the Democratic mayoral candidate in New York City, Zoran Mamdani, coming as a surprise, I'm sure, to Eric Adams, because the president who has sort of cozied up to Adams, working across the aisle on things like immigration, voice support for Andrew Cuomo to stay in the race. So that's the day that we are having over here. It's sort of pick your poison. There is something to say about pretty much any topic.
Yeah, so overseas, Mark, how big a deal is this Ukraine change? I mean, obviously it's the European allies picking up the tab, but the president seems more engaged at putting the pinch, at least, on Russia one way or another.
Well, I would quibble about that with the description of it as a change, because I think if you go back 2 years ago, he did an interview with Maria Bartiromo in which he was asked, what would you do if Putin didn't agree to peace? And he said, I'll increase arms to Ukraine. So he's been very consistent that he wanted to end the war peacefully. He gave Putin every chance to do it, more chances, some would say, than Putin deserved. And he's finally come to the conclusion, with the help of his wife, that Putin does not intend to stop fighting, and that the only way he's going to be brought to the table is by force. And so what he's doing is following through on the promises he made. And I think that's one of the things I like about Donald Trump is he's pretty straightforward. He tells you what he's going to do, and then he does it, as the Iranians found out.
Yeah. And so, Jessica, you list the things that they have accomplished, and you know, from their view, they're really significant and got a lot done in the first 6 months and in the weeks since then. Democrats now seem to be focused on the things that are getting the most attention, which is the Epstein list, which we don't fully know what the deal is with that. But when you have the House Minority Leader leading a press conference calling for the Epstein list to be put out, you know that we're in a different space.
We're definitely in a different space. And to Mark's point that when President Trump says he's going to do something that he follows through, that's obviously not the case with the Epstein list, which is why he's angered everyone that supports him, from Charlie Kirk to the rank and file Republicans who came into the MAGA movement because they were interested in this issue and wanted to see him holding powerful people to account, especially for something as, you know, depraved as a potential pedophile ring. So that is what's leading everything. And it seems to me, and granted, you know, I'm not a tremendous supporter of the president's politics, it's overshadowing all of those accomplishments that they feel, rightly so in some cases, that they've, you know, gotten under their belt for the last few weeks. You know, getting through the reconciliation bill is a huge win for the administration with very, very tight margins. Obviously, the Iranian strike's a big piece of that. And I think that what Democrats are doing is trying to thread the needle. They don't want to miss an opportunity to pile on when it comes. And no partisan would, right? You can't expect that if this was happening in reverse, that the Republicans would just say, you know, I'd just like to talk about Medicaid cuts at this particular moment. But I'm acutely aware of the fact that the Epstein list is not going to win the midterms, and it's certainly not going to win the 2028 general election. And so I want to make sure that we talk about things that are hurting the Republican brand, but also focus on the kitchen table issues. And to Jackie's point, talking about the inflation report, talking about cost of living, consumer confidence, talking about what the reconciliation bill actually does to the lives of everyday Americans.
Yeah, I mean, Jackie, the border enforcement stuff, it's historic levels. June, we just got the numbers dropped to the lowest level ever recorded. And, you know, they have a lot to tout. But every day it seems like oxygen is being filled by some question he's asked and the answer he gives. And then today we had the House Speaker say the Attorney General needs to come forward and explain what the deal is. Seems like the oxygen still seems flowing to that story.
Yeah, I don't think the Epstein story is going anywhere anytime soon, as much as the president would prefer to have that fade into the background. And, you know, side note for one second, you know, as much as the Epstein stuff is something that Democrats want to focus on, I just want to point out that the moment that we're in when Joe Biden, he's so far out of the Democratic orbit that instead of letting the Democrats talk about Epstein, he talks about his own auto pen issue, bringing that back into the foreground, which is exactly what this White House would prefer to focus on. That's sort of the, you know, the story that they pivot to a lot of the time when Epstein comes up. But the Epstein story is not going away, I think, in part because you had the deputy FBI director literally not show up for work on Friday in protest of how this was handled. Even though the president didn't take any questions on that yesterday, I don't think that there's not going to be another opportunity at some point this week. It's the story that keeps rearing its head. It was a bit of a surprise, to your point, Brett, to hear Mike Johnson saying that we should be putting everything out as a party. This is the stuff that we stood for. It would, you know, benefit to have the information out there. As you have these conservative influencers, Laura Loomer, for instance, calling for a special counsel to be appointed to investigate the handling of this, it does threaten to fracture the base, and I'm not sure that the president wants to think about that right now. He would prefer that this just fade into the background and that we all talk about the auto pen issue, but you have enough sort of influencers with big megaphones who are concerned about it and want to hear answers on it, and the question does keep cropping up.
Yeah. Mark, just some thoughts about that before we move on.
Well, it's a known goal. So, I mean, Jesse's right. It's not going to affect the midterms. It's not going to affect the presidential race. But it's, you know, Pam Bondi went out and said, I've got the goods on my desk and I've got the client list on my desk. And, you know, there's
bombs. And they made binders.
You know, mm-hmm. They made binders. You know, they raised expectations that there were going to be some great revelations. And then they say, nothing to see here. Trust us. What do they expect to happen? People are going to get upset and people are going to be worried and wondering what's in there. I think, you know, what the simple answer is transparency. Just, you know, go through it, redact the names of the victims, redact anything that's that would be prejudicial in a criminal case or whatever they need to do, and release it. And people will see if it's true. I mean, you know, Bongino said himself that there was no Epstein wasn't killed. So he's seen it. So release it and let people see, and then the whole story will go away.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how.
Will we see, know. Brett?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, it's Matt, your Lee Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Lee Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Lee Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Lee Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit LeeFilter.com/deal. That's LeeFilter.com/deal.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLou are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Take a pause.
Did you hear about Freddie? The police sniffer dog at Dulles International Airport in Virginia got kicked by a traveler. Freddie the Beagle alerted his handler to contraband in luggage carried by a man from Egypt. That man then kicked Freddie so hard it lifted him off the ground. Other travelers were shocked.
That's an assault on a police officer.
No, that's not acceptable.
Officials say Freddie suffered contusions to a few ribs.
I'm amazed every day when I wake up and watch the news over the silly stuff that people do these days, so nothing surprises me anymore.
It's tragic, honestly. To kick a dog, what the dog do to you, you know? That's so sad, honestly.
The Beagle's expected to be okay. As for the suspect, Hamid Ali Marie, officials say he had 100 pounds of prohibited food in his luggage. He had to pay Freddie's vet bill of $840 and was ordered to leave the U.S. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's take two for the husband of a woman who disappeared on Mother's Day 2020. Barry Morphew is being charged again with first-degree murder in Suzanne Morphew's death, 3 years after the initial case against him was dropped because of concerns with the evidence. A year after prosecutors dropped their case, Suzanne's remains were discovered accidentally. A 2024 autopsy report shows Suzanne died of unspecified means but ruled her death a homicide, citing traces of a drug cocktail used to tranquilize wildlife, something Barry had a prescription for. A forensic anthropologist says it's likely her body decomposed elsewhere before moving to the site where her remains were found. Barry has maintained his innocence ever since his wife disappeared, his lawyer telling Fox News Digital, quote, the case has not changed and the outcome will not either. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
Jessica, with the we've seen all these district court judges step in and say, hold on, you can't do this, you can't do that. The Supreme Court, one by one, seems to be lifting these injunctions. And one of them just to the efforts to dismantle the Department of Education. So they are moving forward, even though they'll still be challenged in different places. The Supreme Court kind of clearing the way for that.
Absolutely. I think the administration has gotten a few pretty big Supreme Court wins in the last few days. The immigration one that came down on Friday, also lifting the nationwide injunction on sending people to third countries and also not having to, quote unquote, give meaningful notice to someone before they're deported, which means a lot of folks won't necessarily have access to a lawyer before they're shipped out. So I'm sure that's another thing that Trump wishes that he could talk about instead of answering about the Jim Comey, Barack Obama authored Epstein files. In terms of the Department of Education, much to my upset, Democrats have completely fumbled the ball on this issue. We used to lead 10 to 20 points in any given poll, and now it's about even. And sometimes Republicans even have a 1 or 2 point advantage. You can look at the fact that Glenn Youngkin is governor in Virginia as evidence for how the tables have turned. And I think that if the administration would put out some semblance of a plan that isn't just we're going to abolish the Department of Education, but explain to people how the quality of your children's education is going to improve and what approach they're going to be taking, that they would be a lot better off than just saying, you know, we're cutting everybody, we're putting them on leave, and then we'll kind of wait and see as to what the result is.
What's next, Jackie? What's the next big thing for the White House, you think?
Oh, God, don't ask me that. There's another big thing every hour. I can't
the
give you an answer on that, Brett. Oh, gosh. Big planned thing. Well, we were supposed to hear about a Gaza deal last week. We did get an update from Steve Witkoff and the president yesterday saying that that looks maybe potentially like they could get some development later on this week. We have seen this sort of like come to a head and then fall apart multiple times. But the president does seem fixated on his sort of peace agenda. He wants the Nobel Peace Prize, and he is keeping a running list of conflicts that he has ended or prevented, and it's sort of becoming part of his repertoire of what he rattles off facts about himself. It is an issue that is close to his heart, I think, and he wants to see the Russia-Ukraine war come to an end. He wants to see the Gaza ceasefire reached. And I think that's going to be a continuing thread throughout his presidency. Also, the trade stuff. We had some developments yesterday and the day before, the president saying, look, I'm done sending you the letters. The deals are as we put them on paper. If you don't come to us with something better than this, you're going to be hit with a rate of XYZ thing. And we are seeing a flurry again of last minute deals. Indonesia, which the president threatened last week they would get a 32% tariff rate if they didn't reach a deal. President said today the new agreement is Indonesia pays 19% for access to U.S. markets. The U.S. pays nothing. So I'm not sure we're going to have as many readouts as we did with that big U.K. ceremony where they announced the very first deal and there was an Oval Office spray and you had the prime minister on the phone talking about what this means for both of the economies. I don't think we're going to see that country by country, but you are seeing countries sort of scramble to get something down on paper before the president loses his patience. And notably today, you had the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney concede that any deal with the U.S. will involve tariffs, which is something that he has not really wanted to admit before. So watching that sort of take shape and hoping if you are, you know, someone who's paying to live and exist in the country, that those deals come together before the tariffs have too much more of an impact on your wallet, as we started to note today with the inflation report.
Yeah, 2.7%. I mean, it's not 9%, Mark, but it's a blip that shows you maybe it's starting to creep in. I do think those deals are going to really be forced, you know, as before they act. I think China is the biggest prize, obviously, and getting a TikTok deal. I think that's all probably coming together in coming days, Mark.
Yeah, there's tantalizing possibilities. But here's the thing. Success begets success, right? Momentum begets momentum. So you had obliteration of the Iranian nuclear program, NATO, triumphant NATO summit, getting the allies to agree to 5% of GDP on defense, multiple Supreme Court victories, big, beautiful bill. Couple of new trade deals now going on, arming Ukraine now and making this push. He's building momentum, and so I think that the possibilities are tantalizing about what the successes could be. It could be an EU trade deal, could be a deal on TikTok, could be a deal with China. Who knows? But I you know, when you're on a roll, you tend to keep rolling.
Yeah. Add to that the ceasefire, the
yeah,
and the rescissions.
Yeah, sure. I ran out of room.
Yeah, India, Pakistan, there's all
winning
kinds
so
of stuff.
Winning so much, I'm not sick of winning.
I know. Jessica hears it on the five a lot, the list.
Familiar with it, yep.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Now for a bit of history. On July 15, 1799, the Rosetta Stone was found by French soldiers in Egypt during Napoleon's military campaign in the region, believed by historians to be inscribed in the year 196 BC, the stone contains a decree in three different languages, giving scholars the means to accurately translate the written language of the ancient Egyptians for the first time in modern history. Since 1802, the Rosetta Stone has been housed at the British Museum, where it can still be viewed by visitors today.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
While they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
Yeah, they did deploy, and Sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It's time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Mel's Diner.
Central Perk.
The answer?
Central Perk.
Either way, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox, then come back here to see how you did.
And thank you for taking the quiz.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Sam did it through me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood, for his
station have the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Experts warn that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is fighting a long-haul holy war against Israel and the West. That's why Christian missionaries Tom and Joanne Doyle are meeting the spiritual challenge with an arsenal of, well, biblical proportions. Joanne Doyle.
It has been so exciting to see the people that are coming to faith in Christ in Iran.
Doyle founded Uncharted Ministries to reach the Muslim world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. While officially the Islamic Republic of Iran is 99.4% Muslim, the Doyles say that number is hugely inaccurate. In a country where it is illegal to convert from Islam to another faith, all religious conversions are happening under the radar. They say there's an active ground campaign and house churches are forming all over the country.
A lot of that is just through ministries that we work with where we know kind of what the numbers are, and it's massive.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
The Democrats have nothing to show for what they do. They allowed 25 million people to come into our country, gang members, jailbirds from mental institutions, insane asylums, just walk right to it. I'm doing something about it. We have it under check right now.
Well, President Trump blaming Democrats for the illegal immigration crisis he says he's been aggressively addressing. It is a big question. We're back on Capitol Hill for the Common Ground segment and a bipartisan effort to address, among other things, immigration. Joining us tonight, the top priority for the House Problem Solvers Caucus, Fixing Immigration System. Joining us, the co-chairs of that panel, Pennsylvania Republican Brian Fitzpatrick and New York Democrat Tom Suozzi. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
It is a huge issue. You guys are working on things, but can something really be accomplished, even around the edges, on the issue of immigration?
Well, I think it has to be done. And, you know, it's been going on for 30, 40 years in our country that we've had this problem. And we have to give the administration credit, the president credit, for the fact that they have done a great job securing the border. But we need to pass laws to make sure that'll last beyond any administration in the future. We need to fix the broken asylum system, and we need to lean into some of the president's comments where he says that farm workers and hospitality workers and other essential workers that are so important to our economy that have been here for more than 10 years, that have otherwise been following the rules and going to work 6 days a week and going to church on Sunday, let's figure out a way to legalize them so they can continue to work in the United States.
You know, a lot of your fellow Democrats are really going after ICE and the visuals of some of these raids and what they're doing. Do you feel they're doing the wrong thing?
Well, I think they're doing some things that are good, and I think they're doing some things that are bad. And any administration that tries to do a lot of enforcement, whether it was Obama or Biden when they did it, things will always go wrong. And I think that the president's efforts to try and address this, his legacy will be hurt if you continue to see people with masks that break into innocent families' homes, that pick up people in the community and haul them off when they're otherwise innocent people. So let's not focus on that. Let's focus on how can we address this for the long term. Secure the border, fix the broken asylum system, treat people like human beings, and address the questions that we have from business, badges, and the Bible to treat people well.
I mean, the president and his people say we did the border. There were zero released for 2 months in a row. And those numbers are way, way down as far as encounters. So how do you see it?
Yeah, well, that just goes to show you that enforcement is a huge, huge part of this equation. Yes, we need laws to strengthen the border control apparatus. Yes, we need funding. But enforcement is a big part of it, right? You can pass all the laws all day you want, but if prosecutors aren't going to prosecute them, then it's all for naught. So to Tom's point, Yes, we need enforcement at the border. The president is doing so, and I think that's a good thing. But there needs to be legislation to make sure this is a durable, sustainable solution.
What does it look like? What does that piece of legislation look like? Because every time we go down this immigration bill, it doesn't get done.
Yeah. So Tom and I talk about this a lot. We're both very passionate about it. If you look at Ellis Island, right, you always talk about having a modern-day Ellis Island perspective of it. That's a tremendous source of American immigration pride. But it was done the right way. There were health screeners or financial checks. You had to have sponsors. There were employment requirements. It was a sensible solution to deal with immigration that was very different, looked very different in that era. But the greatest strength we have as a nation, Brett, is that everybody wants to come here. China, Russia, North Korea and Iran, nobody wants to move to those countries, and they have massive demographic problems on the horizon because of that. We have an endless labor supply. We can attract the best and brightest people from across the world to come here, stay here, and work here, and that's a huge advantage we have.
And, you know, my father was born in Italy, so when I think of America and I think of the American dream, I think of the immigration story, and it kills me that immigration has become such a negative. And, again, we have to lean into what the president has said, that we have people here that are working in agriculture and hospitality, other essential businesses, that are good people that may not have the proper documentation. We have to use some common sense. So let's figure out a way how people can continue to work, and they can pay their taxes, and they can stop looking over their shoulder that they're going to be deported. If you've been following the rules otherwise, not committing any crime, everybody should agree that if you're a violent criminal, you've got to be deported out of the country.
Not everybody does.
Well, that's not reasonable. Everybody should agree with that. And so let's do that. But again, let's worry about these families that have been here a long time. You know people. I know people. Brian knows people. The guy's working there. He's the most reliable worker. They're always on time. They're always working as hard as they can. But he's been here for 20 years, and he really doesn't have the proper documentation. Let's figure out a way that not to get citizenship, but to have legal status here in the United States of America.
Every time we talk about trying to get something done, we always seem to be one election away from solving the big issues. We really do, because votes are around how you vote for the election one way or the other. Both of you voted against the big, beautiful bill, largely for Medicaid concerns. New York Post had it this way. New York Dem Tom Suozzi voted against Trump's big, beautiful bill, but admits he agrees with 75% of it. Now, Ronald Reagan used to say, hey, you get 75-80%, you're pretty close.
Well, listen, there were good things. I like the idea of giving tax breaks to middle income and people aspiring to the middle class, give them tax breaks. I like that idea. I like the idea of giving money to help secure the border. But I did not think it was a good idea to give some tax breaks to some of the wealthiest people in the country who don't need it right now. The economy's been booming. They've been making a lot of money on the stock market for years. Cutting Medicaid and SNAP for some of the neediest Americans in our country, food assistance, and all at the same time blowing the biggest deficit in the history of the country. One of the things we want to work on together going forward, in addition to immigration, is working on debt and deficit, as well as permitting reform.
But this rescissions package barely gets through the House, just barely. Senate, just barely. They have to call in Vice President Vance. What does that say about Washington's ability to cut spending? It's really pretty poor.
It is, and that's why I think we need a debt and deficit commission, much like Simpson-Bowles, modeled after similar to the 9/11 commission. You don't have any currently serving elected officials. Bring subject matter experts in, a 1-to-1 D to R ratio, where everything is on the table, revenues and expenses. That's the way families deal with their budgets. They say, okay, we have this amount of expenditures, we have this amount of revenue, we got to make it work. And that's what a debt and deficit commission would do. The problem with Simpson-Bowles, it came up with all these amazing recommendations and it got shelved. It never got voted on. I think we need to fix that.
Now's the time for us to start working together. If the rescission package, the BBB, they're all kind of one party bills, my way or the highway. Let's work together. Let's try and.
But again, you were 75%.
I know, but the things that were there were just too dramatically wrong. I mean, it was going to hurt a lot of people in my district.
Elections have consequences, right?
Yeah.
So, you put the bills together, but you guys are working
together. But let's work together. We want to meet with the president. We want to work with the president to try and get things done. And the reality is that people are dying for people to work together. They want us to work together.
Trust me, I do.
And
this.
We will.
Common ground, people pay attention.
We will have better results if you say, listen, maybe we should raise taxes for some of the wealthiest people in the country. Not to attack people, not class warfare, but something fair to address the deficit. At the same time, let's negotiate the prices on prescription drugs to save a bunch of money in Medicaid and Medicare. It can be huge savings. Let's go after waste, fraud, and abuse, not through DOGE scattershot stuff, but working together as a team to try and find those places to save money.
There's a large part of your party, though, that seems like it's going the other way, that's going into the fight mode. Yesterday in Washington, the Democratic mayoral candidate, Zohran Mamdani, was in town meeting with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others of your colleagues. You wrote in an opinion piece, for Democrats, Mamdani is a wake-up call and a bad example. You didn't go to that meeting.
No.
No. And you think he's a bad example.
Well, the bottom line is I'm a Democratic capitalist. I'm not a Democratic socialist. And I believe in our country and what we need to do. And the answer is not to raise taxes at the local level, especially in places like New York City, where we're going to chase more people out of New York City down to Florida or down to Texas or down to Tennessee. So we've got to figure out how to make our states more and our cities more attractive at the local level. But we could learn a lesson from Mamdani and from Trump, who both appeal to people based upon affordability and economic issues. And we, as Democrats on my side, need to lean in more to affordability, immigration, taxes, crime, health care. That's what the American people care about. If you poll the American people, that's what they say.
But do you see your party going that way?
Well, I am going that way.
I know,
and there are other,
bringing others?
There are other, I'm trying to bring others, and there are others that believe that same thing. So if you poll the American people, what do you care about the most? They say economy, immigration, taxes, crime, and health care. If you ask those same people, what do you think the Democrats are focused on? They say choice, LGBT protections, health care, a little bit of crossover there, preserving democracy and climate change. Well, that's not going to, those are important issues, but you're not going to win based upon those issues. You got to talk about what the people want to talk about. They want to talk about the economy, immigration, taxes, crime, and health care.
Well, listen, you guys are great examples of common ground. Thank you for coming on Common Ground segment. We do have common ground in congratulating you
yes.
and our own Jackie Heinrich for your engagement, which had some amazing pictures.
Yeah.
Any word? I mean, where that seemed like it was made for television.
It was in Provence in France. It was a place you always wanted to go to, and it was a 10-day vacation.
There he is. The lavender lover.
A 10-day vacation that got truncated into 48 hours for the job, unfortunately.
Bob, but congratulations.
Thank you so
That's
much,
a good
sir.
Way to end this segment. Thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
More of the Bret Baier Show coming up. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
Well, Senate Republicans here on Capitol Hill are trying to claw back some $9 billion in federal funding. The Senate Majority Leader John Thune joining us. Senator, thanks for being here.
Good to be with you. Thanks, Brett. You bet.
How is it going? I mean, it seems like it's tight.
Just to get on the bill, we had a 50-50 tie, which Vice President Vance had to break. This shouldn't be a hard one. It's $9 billion. It's 0.1% of all federal spending, and it's a chance for us to claw back some of the waste, fraud, and abuse in a lot of these programs.
But what does it tell you about trying to cut spending in Washington, that the House only passes this rescissions bill by one vote, and as you mentioned, you brought Vice President Vance to get it through? What does it say about how tough that is, considering how big our deficit in debt is?
Right. Well, I mean, it is, and we're $36 trillion in debt, and we just don't have any options anymore. We've run out of options. We've got to start doing the hard work, and it's politically fraught. I mean, the Democrats are going to, you're not going to get help from a single Democrat. They believe in government, funding government. You know, that's where the power, that's where the money, that's where the control is.
Republicans, if you all held together.
We do, and, you know, unfortunately, we lost a couple of Republicans last night, but that's the advantage of having unified control of the government. You have J.D. Vance in the chair to break the tie. And we had to do that with a one big beautiful bill as well.
So in the procedural vote, you had three senators vote against that. One of them was Mitch McConnell. Now, as majority leader, you know, Mitch McConnell used to preach that and implore Republicans to stick together when he was the leader. You're now in this job.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the back end of a lot of these votes, a number of them recently. Does that really fire up, burn some Republicans in the Senate caucus?
Well, I mean, obviously, I've had that job now. I have to go and try and get the votes, and you want everybody as much as possible to play team ball, but everybody's vote is their own. Every senator has their own vote, and I respect that. In this case, I think $9 billion is a very small amount of money. As I mentioned, 0.1% of all federal spending, and that's why I'm hoping on the final vote tonight that we can keep our Republicans together, knowing that we're not going to get any help from Democrats who are averse in any form to cutting federal spending, unless it applies to defense. They're always happy to cut defense spending.
Right. Here is Russ Vaught, the OMB director.
We have other rescissions packages that we will send if we have a good vote, and that will continue. I think next week may be a huge pivot point in how this town does business, and will be an exciting milestone to be able to make actual permanent reductions to some of these savings that we've identified as an administration since its beginning.
So again, not to hit this again, but is it going to be tough each time they send a rescissions bill?
Well, I think every time a rescissions bill comes up, it probably, you know, depends a little bit on what the contents of that. This was a lot of State Department things that had Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's about $9.4 billion, as I said, a small amount relative to the total federal budget. But as we get those and we receive them, we'll act on them. But we've got to look at all aspects of the federal budget and figure out where we can root out waste, fraud, and abuse to put this country on a more sustainable fiscal path. We just can't sustain where we are.
All right, there's a story that's continuing to get a lot of oxygen and it continuing to get a lot of focus, and leaders on the House side, other lawmakers are talking about it. This is the Epstein files. Take a listen.
Pam Bondi, I don't know, when she originally made the statement, I think she was talking about documents, as I understood it, they were on her desk. I don't know that she was specific about a list or whatever, but she needs to come forward and explain that to everybody.
I'm not a fan. I like Bongino.
I do think there needs to be more transparency. I do think that all needs to move forward. And I think the administration needs to address that.
I've not been overly observant of it because it's not all that interesting, because one thing I know for sure is my name's not on any Jeffrey Epstein list.
So what do you say to the Republicans who are concerned about this, really thought that this was going to come out full, everything they had, and now they feel like this is part of some kind of cover-up?
Yeah, well, I think probably at the get-go, maybe there were unrealistic expectations about what all was going to be entailed here. But I do think, I mean, people want justice. And I think the concern they have here is the people who are victims of Epstein and everything that went on around him deserve to have justice. And I think that's what is animating a lot of the folks out there at the grassroots level who are very interested in making sure that all this stuff is fully disclosed. As far as I'm concerned, I think the President, Attorney General Pam Bondi, they will make the right decisions. But I'm always a believer in transparency. I think more is always better.
The President posted on Truth Social that he doesn't want the Republican support that are making a big deal out of this. He called it the Epstein hoax. You know, he doesn't really need their support. He's not going to run again in 2028. You need their support.
Right.
Where are you? I mean, does this split the Republican Party?
Well, I think at some point, Brett, there's going to have to be a resolution. And again, the President is the leader of the party. And a lot of those constituents out there who are giving voice to wanting to get more information are his supporters. And so, but I think, you know, yes, we're all interested in making sure that we get the justice is served and that there is full disclosure and there's transparency around this.
Last time we talked in depth, you were just becoming leader, and I asked you this. Take a listen. Things that Democrats will work with you on, big things that maybe they wouldn't have before, after this election?
I would hope so. I would think that the election results were an incredible repudiation of where they've been taking the country. And so it would strike me, at least, that Democrats, particularly if they have to run in 2026, might be inclined to help us on some of these issues. We'll find out soon enough.
Has that changed? Your perspective changed?
Well, I think they are more obsessed today with Trump derangement syndrome than they ever have been before. And I think this is a party without an identity. They're scrambling to find a leader. They've got this crazy Democrat primary in the mayoral race in New York City, which is bringing to light a lot of the sort of extreme radical views that many on the Democrat left have.
That'll do it this week. Thanks for tuning in. And you can catch us all the time on the Brett Baer podcast.
Do
you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.